Killer Bees broadcasting live 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. Great place to get your swings in. Indoor bay golf simulator when the weather's bad. Outdoor bays, you can take advantage of pretty weather when it's nice. Also, today, $15 Miller and Coors buckets for the Astros game, game one. Full menu, full bar, ESPN special food menu, noon to 7 as well. World Series food and drink specials every single day. You'll take advantage of their trunk or treat Sunday as well, 2 to 5 free admission. All right, every Friday at 2, it's Who Said It. We play the game that you all love, the people love. Killer Bees has been doing pretty good. Did y'all play this last week with me out? How'd y'all do?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, look.
You know why?
Killer Bees unraveling.
We didn't do bad, but let me just tell you this.
Not good, though?
Your boy Brendan decides, because you like to rag on him about when he part-timer and all that other stuff. Yeah.
But I'm the only one that does that.
You know, he brings in BMAC. And then he gives BMAC the pointer, hey, by the way, you can use a guy multiple times. And you know how many times he used BK last week?
That's always the case.
Four.
So
four of the
BK
five.
Four times?
Four of the five.
Wow.
What Joel is referring
That's
to
tricky.
Is I planned, to use that trick
tell.
On you guys, which I had mentioned in passing to BMAC, and then he used it on us.
That was so evil to want to play a trick on us anyway, but to do that like that and give him the ammo to use it against us when should have used it to look good said we didn't look as good as we could and made me very upset.
I didn't think he would steal it from me.
How many did y'all get right?
Two or three.
All right. Y'all got one?
I thought we got two.
We only got the last one right.
So it's a low bar this week.
Well,
Rutgers and Branham.
I was going to set the bar at
Thanks,
two.
Guys.
You're welcome. Make Branham look better.
I was going to set the bar at two, but you guys were mean to me and BZ Money. So we're going to make it three.
Okay. Oh, my God. Well, y'all got one last week, so that's my bar. Anyways, this is, of course, you know how this works, how Who Said It works. I almost forgot the name of the segment. Oh, Brendan will read to us quotes that ESPN personalities have said throughout the week, and then Blankers and I will guess who said them, and then we'll hear said quote. You want to get us started on number one, Brendan?
All right, number one, in regards to if the Astros were to win the World Series, one host said, people get it on Blu-ray. That's big. That's coming up.
People get it on Blu-ray. I feel like this is probably outside of the bench.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like maybe Pauly or... I feel like Pauly and BK are always the two ones I go to.
I felt like the minute he said it was Lance.
Really?
I did. But you may be right.
But
so
I can... Usually,
it through. Why do you feel like it wouldn't be the bench?
I don't know. Blu-ray's a little bit more modern.
But not modern enough, is it?
I don't know. What's like big now?
Tell us, Brendan, since this is what you do.
I mean, I do think calling Blu-ray modern is kind of funny.
Yeah.
So it's more of a boomer.
I think it's.
Well, I mean, I say this all the time. I'm a millennium that identifies as a boomer, so I don't know these type of things. You think it's Lance? I don't have much conviction here. I like where your conviction's at. If you're good going Lance, I'm good going Lance.
I mean, I don't have – normally I have a lot more behind it, but my gut feeling right away was like, this sounds like something Lance would say, but I don't know.
I think we should go Lance.
If you want to push back
on
that.
I really don't have any pushback here. Let's go with Lance Zierlein, Brendan. Brendan, are you there?
They'll get it on Blu-ray. That's
People
big.
People still buy the DVDs.
That's coming up.
Man. Ugh. All right, so we're 0 for 1. It was a BK joint. Oh, I knew it.
That's
it was
like
a BK
5
joint.
Out of 6 BKs.
The last...
I mean, the posters of Paul might be coming down so that...
The segment's no longer right. Who said it. It's BK,
BK said,
it. All right, what's number 2, Brendan?
Number 2. If I get turned down by someone once in a blue moon, I don't want to ever... I don't want to see that person ever again.
Paul.
Yeah, that's a Paul one. Paul is definitely that one.
That the ego alone says that could only be one guy, and that's a guy that no matter how big the pedestal someone else might be willing to offer, it needs to be triple the size to fit his head in.
And
it's got to be Paul.
And I think it's probably talking about relationships, right? Like, I think it's a relationship quote. Which
you're
I,
married. I'm married. We don't care. Granato's married.
Granato,
Lance is married. He
I'm
doesn't
not sure
count.
Jake and Cody
I don't know
date.
If Jake date. Yeah, I don't know if – I think to me it's pretty cut and dried. It should be Paul.
And maybe we're going against the law of averages, not including BK in this conversation.
Good point, because also it may be the master of obvious. It would be just like Brendan to say, oh, they're going to think this is my favorite, right. Paul. My new favorite is BK.
Well, he does have a poster of Paul, but I think we should still go with Paul.
Okay.
All right, let's go Paul, Brendan.
For me, like, if I get turned down by someone
Dang, he went BK
once in a
again.
Blue moon,
wow.
I'm like, I don't want to see that person ever again. I'm walking away. I'm avoiding that at all costs.
I'm about to ban Brendan on Twitch.
he did it. He went right back to BK.
I cannot believe this dude.
He went right back to BK. That's great. That is
it's
very
not
good.
Great.
All right, let's go to number three, Brendan.
Okay, number three.
This is I hear the chuckle in your voice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was funny. This is two, obviously one of their co-hosts. I actually think you should go to the game and rush out the field, but do it wearing a station shirt so we get a lot of free press.
It's a Jake Asman.
Would Jake say that, though? Because he went to the game.
That's a good point. He had a press credential.
What, we also don't know what game they're referring to. Brendan, can you repeat it again? Sorry.
I actually read it wrong, so I'm glad you asked.
Okay, good.
I actually think you should go to game one and rush the field, but do it wearing a station shirt so we get a lot of free press.
So then it would be Cody or BK, and it could be BK again. Because God forbid that he would run the table with BK quotes this week. Pissing me off with every one of them.
I'm torn on this.
I think it's either Cody or BK.
I'm there with you. I'm torn on which of the two it is. Because, like, Brent, I'll be honest with you, Brendan has my mind in knots
now. Mine too.
Brendan's got me. Like, Brendan's in my head. He's living rent-free there.
Like, Brendan, like, you know, thinking that he's like Steven Spielberg now and he created all the greatest movies in the history of movies by doing this little spiel he's doing. Nothing says that he should jump off of doing it again. So that's what worries me. Otherwise, I would say
but
Cody.
But that quote, too, like, I hear BK saying that, not necessarily Cody saying that.
I can see Cody saying it in kind of a yuck manner. But, okay.
I don't have a good feel. Which way you want to go?
It's one of the two. I mean, you called the last one wrong, so you might as well stay hot.
I called the first one right, and then you overruled me,
by
the way.
That's not true. I just told you what my gut feeling was. I didn't tell you to take him.
Let's go BK.
All right.
I actually think you should go to game one of the World Series.
We were wrong anyway.
I had it right from the jump.
Station shirt, so we get a lot of press out of it.
Okay.
We're on the struggle bus. People here inside of 500, they're just looking at us with, like, you guys are pathetic. You guys stink.
Like, they looked at us like that before we even answered one of these questions.
They're not even looking at us right now because, like, man, I feel bad for these jokers. I feel really bad. All right, what's quote number four?
Quote number four. I'm against slavery. Someone has to be against slavery at this station. I am against it.
Who would say that? Does that guy still work here, first off?
Yes.
Well, who has the clout to be able to say it and get away with it with absolutely no worry or concern?
John or Lance.
Yes. That's exactly why I'm thinking that direction.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely one of those two.
I could say something about Granato to say why it wouldn't be him, but I won't. Yeah, it's John or Lance. I mean,
I've been ice cold.
Yeah, you might as well stay hot.
No, I might as well stay out of it.
John or Lance.
Well, you've both been cold, and if you both stay out of it, we can't play the game.
You shut your mouth.
We're not both going to stay out of it.
Read it again.
I'm just going to stay out of it.
Read it again.
I am against slavery. Someone has to be against slavery at this station. I am against it.
I don't.
Can
we
go Lance?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go Lance, Brendan.
I am against slavery. Someone's got to be against it on this station. I am against it.
Man, we're on fire right now. We're 0 for 4, right? So we can still salvage one.
I'm so
we can
not
still
happy
salvage
right
one.
Now.
I didn't. I'm surprised Paul said that.
Go ahead, Brendan. Finish hot.
All right. For the second week in a row, a chance. Or really, the only
shut up, Brendan.
Chance.
I don't need the stats and the analytics. I need the freaking quote. That's what I need.
I feel like the Texans.
Number five.
That's not a good thing to feel, by the way.
I feel like beer should be an emotional support animal.
Well, that could be BK again because he's sponsored by John or BK are sponsored by beer companies. So you know that they love their
Cody's got a beer company too.
Oh, he does. That's right, Carbach.
Oh, I feel like beer should be an emotional support animal. That sounds like a BK one.
It really does.
I know we've used BK a lot.
I've never been over who said it. Jeremy.
Oh, I've been here plenty.
I know. normally I'm on the other side of it enjoying life. Embrace. Now I'm not enjoying it so much. My weekend is already set up to suck.
Well, I mean, that says a lot about you. I mean, embrace the suck, right? Embrace the suck. You want to go BK? I really don't care at this point. I mean, one or zero doesn't really
save face.
Matter to me.
Man. Okay, fine. BK one more time.
You guys are going BK with an 0-for-5 on the line.
Wow. Shut up,
Brendan. Does it matter?
We're not winning anyway, so we might as well just throw it out.
Yeah. BK with 0 for 5 on the line.
I feel like beer should be an emotional support animal.
God dog it. I had it down to the right two, too. Yeah. Okay, Brendan, I officially hate you more because this BK thing stuck in my head now.
Yeah, I know.
It's affecting my choices.
We might have to have a rule against Brendan ever doing that again because I think it totally screwed up the Killer Bees. Hopefully this is like kind of what these few days off will do for the Phillies, where it just they were hot, they were red hot, then they were off for a few days, and all of a sudden the momentum is gone.
I hope that's the case of the Phillies. I'm not happy it's the case with us. Let's get to a commercial break so we can get to something else as quick as possible.
Which one of these things is most least likely to happen in the World Series, which begins tonight? Astros, Phils. You can listen to it here on ESPN 97.5. It's Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Live from 5 Under Golf in Beaumont for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, which of these things?
On a timeout. Do you hear this?
I mean, he does it every time. But this
he
time.
Just gets such a little kick out of all these
way
little
too much into it.
Small moral victories.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Your day
you're
is
reading,
coming,
you're
sir.
Way too much into this. Way too much into this. This is like this is the normal.
I'm still bitter about the BK thing.
Brendan, don't you play this every day? 2:15.
Not necessarily every day at 2:15, but I play it almost every day.
No, only when you play. Who said it? That's when he plays it.
I'm with Jeremy. You're reading way too much into it.
You're in your feels.
Shocker, you're with Jeremy. I can't believe that.
Shocker that you're overreacting to something that has nothing to do with the previous segment.
People sign up for that. They love that.
Do they?
Yes.
Speaking of the World Series, which you can listen to on ESPN 97.5 later tonight, we're broadcasting live, 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. Will House will be here after us as well. I think they go until 6 o'clock today. Pre-game show is an hour long for the World Series.
Oh, that's right.
But come hang out with them. And then be here for the World Series. Why? Because $15 Miller and Coors buckets. They have a full bar, full menu, specials all day as well with the World Series tonight. Get your swings in before the game, during the game. TVs all around, wall to wall. The indoor bays with the golf simulation. You can take advantage of the outside bays as well, which you can do everything you'd like to do. This is a great spot. Great spot to hang out as well. Very much a country club feel here at 500 Golf in Beaumont. All right, which on this list is most least likely to happen with the World Series beginning tonight? They're bold predictions of the World Series. CBS put this list of bold predictions together. Let me just read you their bold predictions.
Okay.
There will be a record number of homers hit. The Astros will tie a record winning streak. Actually, we should probably go item by item. Record number of homers hit in this World Series. The most homers ever hit in a World Series was 2017. 25 home runs. That series went 7. We know the Astros won it. They hit 15 home runs. Dodgers hit 10. Is that number in jeopardy in this World Series between the Astros and the Phillies?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't know that. I think it's a lot of home runs. And as much as these two teams are capable of hitting them, I just think that, you know, the old adage with the good pitching and the fact that this might not be a 7-game series like 17, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I have this series going 6, so the fact that I have it only going 6 games, and plus I think the pitching's better. I think there's two things in play. One, the pitching's better, and the ball's not as lively. Like, the ball was bouncing in 2017. It was springy in 2017. We've not really seen this postseason have tons of home runs like that. Both of these lineups are very capable of hitting lots of home runs. Schwarber, Harper, you have Hoskins, Castellanos, Realmuto. They can all hit bombs. We know the Astros can as well. Yordan, Tucker, Bregman, Altuve runs into them plenty as well. I don't see that number being touched. I think that that's something that is not going to happen.
Agreed.
In the 2022 World Series. All right, how about this one? This one might not be as lofty. The Astros will tie a record winning streak in the postseason. The longest winning streak in postseason history was actually the 2014 Royals that were very lucky they didn't get eliminated. Actually, that was 2015 by the Astros. But anyways, 2014 Royals won 8 games in a row. The Astros currently 7 wins in a row. Now, this would require the Astros doing something that they've never done in franchise history, which is winning
game one
of a World Series. They're 0-4. Do the Astros tie a record-winning streak in postseason history?
Tie it? Yes. Yes, they do.
So you have them taking game 1.
I think they're going to win game 1.
Do they break?
That wasn't one of the questions.
I know. I just changed it.
I think they do.
It is now a question.
I believe that they're going to.
So
I believe
that the first two games.
I think they're going to win the first two games in Houston. I believe that this team is
okay.
They're on a mission, and I think that they're going to do what needs to be done to start this series the right way. And I'm going to say that they're going to win the first two in Houston.
I feel pretty good about the one tonight. Tomorrow I'm a little bit about 50-50 on.
It does, game two is definitely more of a concern for me. But, yeah, I'll say that they're going to win the first two in Houston.
All right, how about this one? There will be a World Series complete game.
No, sir.
So you got some options here. You got some options because you have some pretty good pitching.
No way.
Justin Verlander is capable of doing so. Framber Valdez has pitched deep into games before. I think that the list probably ends there for the Astros. Like Lance McCullers, Christian Javier, I don't think they allow them the runway to go nine innings. Now, the Phillies also have two names that I think you could consider here. Nola, I think, is more capable than Wheeler. Wheeler has shown a little bit of signs of, I don't want to say breaking down, but slowing down
about
a little bit
pitches.
Once he gets to about 80 pitches. He had an injury like kind of in the fall. I think he's pitched like four or five times in the regular season after the injury and, of course, in the postseason. So those are the two names for the Phils. The Astros have the two at their top of the order with Verlander and Framber. Those four guys, I think, are capable of doing it. But I agree with you. I really don't think it is even in the realm of possibility.
This is the pressure cooker of baseball. This is when, you know, you need to be up like 10-0 or have a massive lead, and you're just riding out to save your bullpen. There's too many situations that become hyper-important during the playoffs. That's why I say there's no way.
I know context is a huge part of this, but I'm just curious, like, what is the absolute maximum amount of pitches you would let Verlander throw? Because he typically doesn't work super efficiently.
Framber can be a little bit more efficient. I would say about 110, like 115. Yeah. But even then is like, that's probably more likely game five than game one.
Yeah, you want to at least be able to have plenty in the tank for his second go-round. You know he's getting at least two starts. So more so the 110 for the second start than the first start. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think he's going to flirt with a hundo, and I don't have a problem with it in the first game.
There's variables in play here, too. Like, that one is, I think, the most critical one. The fact that you know he's going to pitch again in the World Series. I don't think the Astros will even, if the series goes seven, I don't think they'll toy with the idea of Verlander one-day rest and then pitching in a game seven, even for an inning out of the bullpen. Two reasons. One, you don't want to do that to Verlander. Two, you have a bullpen that you trust and you don't need to do that.
Even if you know you're not going to re-sign him and you're going to throw him out there for one more time?
No, why would you? I trust this bullpen more than I trust Verlander on one-day rest for one inning.
For sure.
So more likely in game five than game one. But the other things that also have to contribute to this is Verlander's rolling. Like, Verlander's dealing. Verlander's, like, he's showing no signs of slowing down, and you're letting him go the distance.
If it's a tight game, too.
I
think if it's a tight game and he's dealing, you're going to be more likely to keep rolling with him.
See, I think it's the opposite. I think if you have, because again, the Astros see their bullpen as a weapon, where if it's a tight game, they're like, okay, we got to get the matchups here. We know that, you know, fourth time through the order versus Ryan Pressly in the ninth, we're going to go to Ryan Pressly. I think it's more likely if it's 6-0 than if it's 2-1.
I could see them saving the pen, too, but I think that if he's rolling and he knows, especially if it's like at the tie game.
Well, he's rolling either way.
I know, but he wants that win in the World Series, and, it, you know, depending on where he is in terms of his pitch count and how dominant he's been, I think they're going to, I think that they would roll with him. First of all.
Right, but they're more, he's more likely to get a win when you're up 6-0.
I know.
1-0.
I know. I'm just throwing out other the scenarios that, you know, first crossed my mind.
713-780-ESPN. You can weigh in on these as well. Real Muto, JT Real Muto, who the Astros always wanted to trade for, will steal two bases in the World Series.
No, I don't think so. Not with the two catchers the Astros have. I think that the Astros catchers are some of the best in baseball at throwing out runners. And I don't think you're, no matter how good Real Muto's been or that they think he can be running the bases, I don't see him getting two bags on those two guys.
He's a good base runner. He's sneaky. He's kind of like Tucker in the sense where he's kind of sneaky, steely, for just borrowing a term there. He had 21 stolen bases on the year. Tucker got, what was he, about 27, 26 or so?
He was trying to go for the 30-30, but yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of short of it.
I think he was 25, I think.
Yeah, it was mid-20s, mid to upper 20s. But Real Muto had 21, so kind of similar in the sense that neither one are Blazers, neither one's Ricky Henderson, but they'll steal some bags on you. I think two's lofty. Like, one, all right. Two, I think two's lofty. And also, still bases, you got to be on base. Astros pretty good at keeping hitters off the bases.
Some people are going to get their Taco Bell or whatever the promotion is for the stolen base.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm not thinking JT Real Muto when I'm thinking who's going to get the stolen base. He may get one,
he might be
but I don't think he's
going to
get
bases.
Two. That's crazy.
He's got like he has
your
to
catcher
be
is your leader
to
in stolen bases.
Let me look real quick. Because, I mean, Tucker's the he's their leader by far. JT Real Muto had 21 stolen bases this year. Gene Segura had 13.
What did Marsh? Because Marsh came over from the Angels. Do they roll over?
No, not technically. Marsh had 2 stolen bases with the Phillies on the year. He only had 10.
Okay.
So even if you combine the two. Now,
there's
Bryson
Stott.
There's a guy
that had success against the Astros, too, when he was with the Angels.
Yeah, Marsh. Bryson Stott has 12, and he only played like 125 games or so. He's kind of sneaky speedy, too, their shortstop. I think it's going to be Kyle Tucker that wins America, Free Taco.
I don't think you're wrong.
I would bet on Kyle Tucker.
I don't think you're wrong. Yeah. I could see that happening.
Can we call him Tucker Tacos?
That's for you.
You can't call him Tucker Tacos?
I don't
Tacos?
Dabble in all that or dad jokes or anything like it. That's for you.
Here's the last one on this list. The Phillies will win the World Series.
That's a hard no. That's a hard no, and that's the last I want to discuss it. That just, you know, you can have a lot of fun with a lot of the other things that they put down on an internet page. No, that's it. Zero. Stop it.
Yeah,
Do that to me. Don't ruin my weekend more.
I do think the Astros will win this World Series. I do think it is in the realm of possibility that the Phillies are capable of winning World Series, though.
They're capable, but they're not going to, damn it.
I mean, we're talking about things that could happen. 713-780-ESPN. I mean, nothing that I say is going
to
affect anything that happens in the World Series.
What you wear could.
No, it couldn't.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out there.
713-780-3776. What of these is the most likely to happen in the World Series? Record number of home runs hit. The Astros will tie a record winning streak. There will be a complete game in the World Series. Or Real Muto will steal 2 bases. Or the Phillies will win the World Series. I think the most likely one here is a pretty easy answer. It's the Astros tying the record winning streak. Because all they have to do is win game one tonight, and they tie the longest winning streak in playoff history with the Royals, who did it in 2014 with 8. The Astros did reveal their World Series roster. There is a change in the World Series roster. The significance of that... What do you think the lineup should be for Dusty Baker tonight? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. I have been looking forward to tonight all week long. World Series Game 1, a big part of that. But also, I like Gentle Ben. Gentle Ben always tastes a little bit better on a Friday night. I imagine it's going to taste even a little bit better on a Friday night with a World Series on the TV. Vodka, gin, bourbon, all part of the rotation for me. I haven't decided who my game one starter is yet. I still have some time to let that weigh in and sink in. But Gentle Ben Spirits does them all, and they do them better than anyone else. They use their state-of-the-art, innovative Proseto craft technology that's better in purity. It's better in aroma. It's better in taste than your favorite brand of vodka, gin, or bourbon. Purification of Gentle Ben is unrivaled. You'll love what's not in it. Try a sip of Gentle Ben, compare it to your brand, and you're going to taste the huge difference that I did when Ricky Ford, owner of Gentle Ben Spirits, A&M class of 85, by the way. If you're headed to that Aggie tailgate tomorrow, look for him at Aggie Park. He'll be there handing out some free drinks. But he brought me out to the tasting room in Alvin to see what I thought, and ever since then, I've been a Gentle Ben man. It is smooth, clean, eliminates the burn. Enjoy your drink. Don't work through your drink. You can find Gentle Ben Vodka and Gin at Total Wine and Specs, also online at gentleben.com. And very exciting news. You can now find the bourbon out there as well. You don't have to go to the tasting room in Alvin to pick up that bourbon. You don't have to go online to gentleben.com to pick up that bourbon. They are now being offered at 10 different spec locations around Houston, Longhorn Liquor in Mount Bellevue. They're carrying it in Galveston at Economy Liquor, 3 spots in Pearland, Broadway Liquor, SKO Liquor, Pearland Fine Wine, Potter's Liquor in Friendswood, Peter's Cut Rate in Angleton, Marina Bay Liquor, Reserve Liquor in League City as well. Get your Gentle Ben bourbon to go along with that Gentle Ben vodka and gin as well. Sit back with good company and raise a glass of the very best Gentle Ben.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
We're broadcasting live 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. We'll be here for another half hour. No problem, though. Will House will be here right after us. Great spot, man. If you're looking to swing the sticks a little bit, they got golf simulators inside. They got the outdoor bays. Fantastic spot. Even if you're not looking to play a little bit of golf, a little bit of a country club feel, full bar, full menu. The menu's been outstanding. We got hooked up with a bunch of food here. The wings, I think those were brisket nachos. They were fantastic.
Fantastic.
The spinach artichoke dip, very good. Blankers is in love with the salsa.
Their salsa here is fantastic.
Yeah, they don't make it in New York City. It's very good. Very
Houston
good here.
Salsa.
Also, if you're coming out if you're looking for a spot to watch Game 1 of the World Series, do it here. Why? They have drink specials, food specials as well. Game 1, $15 Miller and Coors buckets. You want to take advantage of that, and a great spot to watch Game 1 of the World Series tonight Astros and Phillies. We'll also be carrying the game live on our station, ESPN 97.5, the ESPN radio broadcast. Okay. The Astros have made one change to their World Series roster over the ALCS roster. That one change, well, they're going to try to counter the lefties of Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber is in this lineup. You have Bryson Stott, a lefty, Brandon Marshall, lefty. Four of their nine everyday starters are left-handed hitters. So the Astros have kept Seth Martinez off the roster. They are adding Will Smith to the roster in his stead. The one decision, what do you think, Blankers?
It was expected in my book. I thought this was going to happen. I thought just because Dusty really prefers one guy that in the old school mentality of combating left-handed hitters, he wants at least one lefty in his bullpen. I hope it doesn't come back to bite him in the ass, because unlike Seth Martinez, who didn't see the field so you didn't have to worry about it, I believe that Will Smith is going to pitch in the World Series. I don't know how you feel, but I believe, unlike Seth Martinez, that Dusty is going to find a time to use Will Smith, and that scares me to some degree.
If Will Smith is used in a high-leverage spot in the World Series, I will throw up a little bit.
I didn't say high-leverage, although it's not out of the realm.
No, that's why I clarified high-leverage. Like, if he's in a 6-0 game, I don't care. Like, that's irrelevant. It really doesn't have a whole lot of weight. If Will Smith is in a high-leverage spot in the World Series, I will throw up. So, like, I just will, because he hasn't been very good. Like, I understand the logic of you're keeping a lefty because of Harper, because of Schwarber, because you know, even Stott and Marsh, a couple lefties in the bottom of the order. That said, even though Will Smith is a lefty, Will Smith is not more capable of getting those guys out than Brian Abreu, than Ryan Stanek, than Rafael Montero, than Hector Neris. Those guys still need to be the high-leverage arms to combat the lefties in the Phillies lineup. If they go with Will Smith in the seventh inning of a 2-1 game to face Bryce Harper instead of any of those other pitchers I just mentioned, I will throw up.
I will throw up in the back of my mouth the first time I see him warming up, because that's how much I don't want to see him on the mound for the Astros in this World Series. It's one thing that since you made the trade, Dusty has used him maybe more so than I think that even he should have. But that's just the regular season, and that's with a big lead in the division, and that's with basically already knowing you were going to have the best record in the American League. The time is not now to play the old-school mentality of lefties get lefties out and not realize the reverse splits of the other guys fully capable in your bullpen. I don't even want to see him warm up. I don't know if this is a tip of the cap for what he's done in the past and the fact that if we're just going to throw an extra pitcher on the roster and because he is left-handed, we'll give it to Will Smith. I don't want to see him warm up. There, I've said it. I feel better for saying it, because I will be sick to my stomach if he's warming up.
I do give Dusty the benefit of the doubt, though, that they're not going to do that. I firmly believe they will not do that. That he's just the back end of the bullpen, just in case game goes really, really deep. You've exhausted all of the other options, or maybe you have a heavy bullpen day in game four. A couple of those pitchers that we mentioned aren't available for a game five pitching back-to-back. I firmly believe and give the benefit of the doubt to Dusty that he's not going to be used in high leverage spots. I think he's going to be Seth Martinez, who's like in the bullpen taking a seat, never gets into a game. The Astros didn't use three relievers in the ALCS. They didn't use Luis Garcia. They didn't use Seth Martinez. They didn't use Jose Urquidy. In fact, they haven't used Jose Urquidy in both of the playoff rounds against Seattle and New York. I think Will Smith is just the option. He's just somebody that's down there. Maybe if you have a pitcher knocked out of the game very early, mop-up type of dude. I'm giving Dusty the benefit of the doubt that Will Smith will not be in a leverage spot at all, period, in the series.
And I hope you're completely right, and I hope Dusty follows that advice or follows whatever it takes to get him to that decision, because I just don't want to see it. And there's too many good pitchers that are better alternatives than Will Smith for any situation, high leverage or otherwise. You're right. In mop-up duty, if you want to take a guy that was just, basically lights out a year ago for the Braves, oh, how the mighty have fallen, that if you want to have him have another appearance in a World Series and he gets to throw because you're up 6-0 in the seventh or the eighth, I'm fine with that. Other than that, I don't even want to see him warm up. I don't care. I don't care if he's just trying to get some reps in. No, I don't want to see it.
6927 saying Harper, Schwarber, Marsh, and Stott are combined 2-for-20 with 11 Ks against Will Smith. That was all pre-2022 numbers.
Now.
Yeah, those were all numbers that were either, before he got traded to the Astros. I don't know how many times he saw them this year. And the numbers are good. Even with those numbers, even though the numbers look good against those guys, which I would imagine most of that work was done prior to this season when Will Smith fell off the cliff of his pitching career, I ask you the question. Bryce Harper's up in the seventh inning. The Astros are up by a run. You have a runner at first base with two outs. Which pitcher do you want to see on the mound facing Bryce Harper? If the answer is Will Smith, you need to reevaluate your choices in life.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's – I mean, look, and I understand where the – where there's a text that came in. I understand where they're coming from and trying to bring some type of analytics into it and saying, hey, sometimes a manager has a gut feeling because the numbers say that unlike, you know, against – playing the law of averages of baseball, that this guy's had success against those guys. Well, that was then, this is now, because Will Smith used to be a really successful, really good relief pitcher, and I thought they might be getting something when they traded away one of my least favorite pitchers in Jake Odorizzi, and Will Smith did a hell of a job trying to supplant Jake Odorizzi as my least favorite pitcher in the recent history of the Houston Astros.
The best part of that trade is that Will Smith's not under contract next year if the Astros decline that $15 million option, which they will decline that $15 million yes. option. But I'm giving Dusty the benefit of the doubt. A couple of other minor things when you're looking at this roster. One of the things that we talked about, like the very faint hope, because the Astros have gotten nothing from the DH spot, the very faint hope that to give Christian Vasquez the option to be a designated hitter, you got to keep three catchers on this roster. The Astros didn't do that. They went with 13 pitchers. 13 hitters. All of the hitters are the same, thus two catchers on the roster. I just don't envision a scenario where Christian Vasquez is DHing a game in this series.
No. That's a shame. I think that especially if they keep failing, both Diaz and Trey Mancini, that as much as Hensley hasn't done anything to discourage me, this would be his first go-around in a World Series. Vasquez is a guy, as a veteran hitter, that I just believe has a great approach every time he gets up there, and I think that he would excel as the designated hitter. It's just probably out of the realm of possibilities now because you need him to be there in case anything happens to Maldi or you make that late defensive replacement.
6927 texted back, the guy that sent us the Will Smith numbers. He said, not saying I want to see Smith because of those numbers, just saying I can see why Dusty did it, and Dusty I trust. Look, I would have probably went Will Smith over Seth Martinez on the roster. That's why I'm not going to like die on a hill that Will Smith's on the roster over Seth Martinez.
You do the solid to the veteran.
Yeah,
as well.
I don't care that he's on the. I really don't. What I would care about is if Will Smith's in a high leverage spot. But if he's not in a high leverage spot, then this is irrelevant. This is a nothing burger that Will Smith is on the roster over
high
Seth
leverage.
Martinez.
What if it's a tie game in the sixth?
Yeah, almost everybody else.
That's still a high leverage enough for you. Okay, good. I wanted to verify that.
Yeah, I mean Ryan Stanek can't get on the mound. You want Ryan Stanek on the mound or Will Smith on the mound?
Ryan Stanek.
Yeah, it's an easy answer. Like Will Smith, any sort of leverage, unless it's very low leverage mop up duty, Will Smith should not touch the mound in the World Series. We mentioned the Vasquez thing. You can go ahead and rule out the possibility of him being a DH because the Astros did not carry a third catcher. The lineup is still not out for today. Fill out that DH spot. Who's batting in the seven-hole DH behind Yuli Gurriel?
I expect to see Trey Mancini. He didn't do anything. He didn't get a hit, but he barreled up and had good at-bats and good contact when he did have his at-bats in New York. I believe that Dusty saw that too. I believe he's going to get the first crack at it. And because of the confines of Minute Maid that we said all along could be very advantageous to Trey Mancini, the balls that he hit in New York, I think at least one of them would have been out in Houston.
Yeah.
I believe he's going to go with Mancini early and say it's yours to lose.
I think Mancini has earned the start in game one. Now, it's a very low bar because no one's been winning that job. I know some people want to see David Hensley. I think that's probably a desperation move at some point. Now, you could also push back and say, well, the Astros are there with what they've gotten out of the DH spot. No, I mean, I think Diaz has one hit, but it was like a looping
dinker.
Liner or something. Yeah. Diaz has kind of looked lost at the plate. Mancini looked much better in game three. Didn't look all that great in game four, but good in game three. I think Trey will get the start today in the DH spot. Remember that Diaz started one game in left field during the ALCS, and he did it behind Fromber. And the reason that Dusty did it behind Fromber is because Fromber's a ground ball pitcher, and he actually views Yordan Alvarez as the better left fielder. It wouldn't shock me if Dusty does that again in the World Series where it's like, okay, let's hedge our bet a little bit with Yordan playing the field. Let's get him off his feet for a game two behind a ground ball pitcher. I wouldn't be shocked if we see Mancini game one and then Diaz in left field in game two with Yordan DHing in game two.
I could see that. It's not ideal. It's not what I'd like to see, but I could see Dusty doing exactly what you said, and because he's done it before, it's a pretty good chance that he'll consider doing it again.
Yeah, I think that's something. I mean, if Mancini's starting today and he goes 3-for-4, then you're going to dismiss that notion of what you're doing in game two.
As long as he doesn't look overmatched and he gets a knock, I think he'll be in the line. There's again, Dusty will play the hunch and say, okay, he's really figured it out. I got to put him back out there.
A little news that's not really news. They have announced the Astros have their game two starter. status quo. Framber Valdez will be the Game 2 starter. Really, the only question here is who's going to be the Game 3 starter. They have not announced that yet, and I doubt they announced that
until
the very last
time,
which I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't care. Gamesmanship, yep, whatever. Yep. It's the World Series.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN, what do you think of the change from Seth Martinez to Will Smith? Who'd be your DH batting seventh tonight for Dusty Baker? 713-780-3776. We'll ask the Wheelhouse that. We'll also ask them what they expect to see from Justin Verlander tonight. Killer Bees live from 500 Golf in Beaumont.
Hey, guys, I've been telling you, it's a big weekend every weekend during this great time to be a sports fan, and you can make it even bigger and better by betting on games with MyBookie.ag. From these Baseball World Series games to the NBA games underway, NCAA and college, and all the college football games, NFL football, you want to bet on games, there's only one place I tell you to do it. It's mybookie.ag. Why? Well, because they take care of their customers in a variety of ways. Right now, on your first deposit, they're going to match halfway up to $1,000 what you put in, and you'll have more money in your account. More money in your account, more games to bet on, more games to bet on, more chances to win. That's what you like to hear. That's what you want to see. That's why MyBookie is the place that I tell you to go make your bets. You use the promo code BET975, and they will take that little extra bonus and give it to you up to $1,000 when you put that money in for the very first time. They also have a new feature called Money Bag. Under the featured tab, you'll find a handful of bets with some crazy odds. Well, if you sign up and you put, say, for the who will hit a home run in what inning in a World Series game, you bet, you get a random inning assigned to you, but if that home run happens in that inning, you win big. It's awesome. Check out the Money Bag bets only on mybookie.ag. Also, when you use that promo code BET975, not only will they be matching halfway up to $1,000 on your deposit, but if you do it before Halloween, you can claim a bonus to get 31 spins to see if you can win in their MyBookie Casino. Just another way they take care of their customers. It's winning season, y'all, and it's a better winning season with a better chance to win when you go to MyBookie.ag and put that promo code in, BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with the only place I tell you to do it. It's MyBookie.ag.
It's noon at 3 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Broadcasting live at 5 Under Golf in Beaumont. Brendan's all over, man. You can tell Brendan's ready for Game 1 of the World Series. He has song for Justin Verlander on ready to go.
I'm sorry, where were you guys?
We're at 500 Golf.
Yeah. Well, where were you guys when the music was done?
We were at 500 Golf in Beaumont.
We haven't moved.
Yeah, we've been here in our seats the entire time. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
He's giving you a compliment. What's the problem? You're all over it.
Yeah. Well, Brendan's a little sassy. Yeah, he's fired up.
Seriously.
He's fired up.
Like, what's the deal, Mr. I'm Sensitive?
He's fired up. Maybe it's because we're calling him a part-time
producer. I thought
you said
I was all over the place.
You're all over it.
You're playing the appropriate song at the right time for the
right picture. That makes
more
sense. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll accept your apology.
Yeah, we'll wait. We'll go ahead. Go ahead and send us the apology, Brendan. Send the Killer Bees your best apology. We're waiting for it right here.
I owe you nothing.
Fair enough. Game one of the World Series tonight. Swing on by 500 Golf. Hang out with the Wheelhouse. Play some golf. They have the golf simulators that are inside here. The outdoor bays are fantastic as well. Country club setting. You walk in, you have a bag boy ready to go, picking up your bags if he's there.
Open the door.
Like, you have a little host area at the front. They have like a real golf pro shop too, where you can buy all your golf gear. This place is awesome. Come watch the World Series too, because it's kind of a bar scene. $15 Miller and Coors.
Great food.
Buckets. The food's outstanding. We had the wings. We had the brisket nachos. We had the spinach artichoke dip. You can tell where my mind's at. The queso. Blankers love the salsa. I love the wings. It is all very, very good. Very, very good. Also, look, if you can't make it out here today, but you're in the Beaumont area this weekend, a couple of things you need to take advantage of. How about brunch, 10 to 2, Saturday and Sunday, 99-cent mimosas, lunch specials, all the whole deal. And they also have a trunk or treat Sunday from 2 to 5. Free admission for everybody. It's a family fun event, costume contest, candy, prizes, food, carnival games, Tri-City Corvette Club, trunk or treat. But first things first, Game 1 World Series tonight, $15 Miller and Coors Buckets here inside of 5 Under Golf. We talked about this a little bit earlier, Blankers, what to expect from Justin Verlander today. I think you said what? Basically quality start stuff, six innings, two runs, three runs.
I said six innings and two runs, and he might even go more than six. I feel like, you know, he's going to be hyper-focused. He's going to be dialed in. I feel like he has extra motivation because of his record in the World Series, and he knows a lot of eyes are upon him, and I think he's going to be exactly what the Astros and their fan base expect him to be.
The World Series numbers are not good for JV. They're trying to get that bugaboo off Justin Verlander's back, and the Astros trying to also get the bugaboo of never winning a game one in World Series, or in franchise history in the World Series. They're 0-4 in game ones of the World Series. Verlander's numbers in seven starts in the World Series. 0-6, 5.68 ERA. He's aware of that.
Yeah,
he knows
very
that.
Much is.
He was asked about that a couple of times in the press conference yesterday. He's like, look, I'd like to win, but you kind of lose like the mindset of individual accolades and goals once you get to the playoffs. You win a game. It doesn't matter how you win it. You win it. But he also said it would be nice if I can get my first World Series victory.
We all know what we know about JV, and as much as he's a team guy and he understands the bigger picture, he's also a guy about his legacy, and he doesn't want his legacy to be he was a great pitcher until he got to the World Series, and then he never won a game, or he never, you know, stood up, came to play and put his best foot forward in the Fall Classic. He knows about that stuff. He cares about that stuff. He's going to do his damnedest to make sure that that isn't the narrative after tonight, and that he's going to try and change the entire story and flip the script. I expect him to pitch well, but I know that in his mind, he is going to be hyper-focused to pitch well.
A lot of people are texting us in who they would use as the DH. Actually, some people aren't even saying who they use as a DH. They just didn't like our idea of Mancini as the DH.
Sorry.
713-780-ESPN, the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. 6315 says, Mancini, lots of question marks. Y'all are crazy. Strikeout, strikeout, strikeout every time. I'll remind you of Game 3 of the World Series where he took Garrett Cole to the warning track at left center field. It would have been out of what?
21.
24, 21?
Would have been out of 21 ballparks.
21 ballparks. He drew the walk against Garrett Cole. And the third time that Trey Mancini came to the plate, Aaron Boone was so scared of Garrett Cole facing Trey Mancini that he took Garrett Cole out of the game. He went to the bullpen, and then the Astros touched up that bullpen. Now, he wasn't as good as Game 4. But Mancini's looked like he's had better plate appearances lately than Aledmys Díaz.
I was going to say, that's the bigger thing.
It's a low bar. We understand.
Yeah, there's two ways of measuring it. One, what did he do when he was hitting in Games 3 and 4? And one, is he a better option right now than Díaz? The answer to the second one is yes, so it doesn't matter as much what the first one is.
You're not really picking Mancini over Big Poppy here.
Right,
you're picking
right.
Mancini over a dude who's like two for his last 50 at the plate. So it is a very low bar. We understand that. 9723, the DH spot bar, it's on the ground, and Díaz and Mancini brought shovels. They're digging the hole a little bit deeper and deeper. 3008, I still vote for Díaz as the DH. He has had a few good at-bats. I think he's had less than Mancini, actually. So at the very least, he can still eat up pitches occasionally. Mancini strikes out with three pitches most of the time, G-Love. That wasn't the case in Game 3. Wasn't the case in Game 4. He was putting together some pretty good at-bats.
Yeah, no, look, I believe he's, you know, in terms of what he's done since he's become an Astro, it's been hit or miss. But I think lately, as much as I was really worried about him as the playoffs started, I felt better about what he did in the ALCS. And you've got to, if you're Dusty, you don't have that many options. You've just, of the guys that you have to choose from, a guy that's never been in a World Series game before, that's in his first real go-round with a major league team, I don't think I'm going to put him out there for game one. Now, maybe later in the series you might consider something and you get drastic for one reason or another. But I don't think of the two guys that I'm going to take Díaz over Mancini just based on experience and been there, done that over a longer period of time. If this was Díaz in, like, August, it'd be a different discussion, but it's not. And he's looked worse at the plate than Mancini. So it's slim pickings in terms of what you have to choose from, but I think Mancini's the guy that gets the first crack at it.
Look, I think we've been very honest with the DH spot. Like, you've got nothing there. You're looking at one of those two guys to show you something that way you can ride with them. And quite honestly, neither one has shown you anything.
Nope.
Like, Díaz has the one hit. Mancini, we're looking at one day where he had some solid plate appearances.
Better
it looked
contact.
Like he was seeing it. So really, none of them have shown you anything. The Astros still haven't had a lineup put out, but they do have the Phillies lineup that has been put out. Not much of it. Actually, it's what we thought it would be. Schwarber leads it off for the Phillies in left. Hoskins bats second at first base. Real Muto is the catcher. Harper in the four spot. Castellanos fifth. Bohm is in the sixth spot. Stott, Segura, Marsh, 7-8-9. So it is what
pretty
you expected
standard
with Philadelphia. Yep. That's what they've been rolling with like their last five games of the playoffs, and they've been rolling, so they're not trying to change anything there either.
I'm seeing Mancini in the cage right now taking a lot of swings for the Astros in batting practice. I don't know if that's an indication.
I don't think so.
For the lineup, but, I mean, normally your starting lineup gets the ABs at BP for the most swings, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, I think they're both probably taking at bats during during batting practice, but I do expect to see Mancini there. Someone else weighing in on the Will Smith, 4920, Orion. Minimum four-run cushion needed for Will Smith to even be considered an option just to save another arm. Back in my old playing days, we always had the 10-run guy. The 10-run guy was always the guy that you pitch when you're up by 10 runs or you're down by 10 runs. Will Smith, now not 10 runs, but Will Smith is that 10-run guy for the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. I hope that Dusty just doesn't get too far, too comfortable with himself, too far into his old ways and thinking that, you know, he's going to just go with the lefty to get out lefties instead of the reverse splits and the numbers that are presented to him on a daily basis. I hope that's the only time that they even consider using Will Smith, and that's I'll be okay with that.
Prediction keys for the Astros.
Prediction, Astros in six. I don't believe what the prognosticators say. I give full respect to a Philadelphia team that is hot, that has a very, very solid, capable lineup. I believe that the difference is going to be after you get past the second starter and into the any kind of the core of the bullpen for the Phillies as opposed to the pitching staff for the Astros. I believe this is going to be a harder-fought series than a lot of other people do, but I think at the end of the day, the Astros prevail in six.
I'm going with six games as well for the Astros. I think the roadmap to get there is you split the first two games in Houston, you take two or three in Philly, and then you have two games to win one. I think they win that one in game six. Couple of keys, too, because I think this is the best lineup, the best offense the Houston Astros are facing. The Phillies better offense than Seattle. The Phillies a better offense than the Yankees. They're going to hit home runs. It's just the fact of the matter. They're going to hit some dongs. You tip your cap to the dongs that they hit, but you can't allow the base runners before that. You can't walk Schwarber to lead off the game and then Hoskins hits a two-run shot. You can't walk Hoskins and then Harper hits the two-run shot. You're going to give up home runs? They can't be with dudes on base.
Live with solos. Don't like setting the table for a whole lot of damage.
All right, Killer Bees from 5 Under Golf. Thanks so much to everybody who came out. Thanks, everybody, for listening all week long. The Wheelhouse is going to take over for us. If you're in the Beaumont area, swing on by. Say hello to them. If you're looking for a place to watch the game in Beaumont, this is the spot as well. $15 Miller and Coors Bucket. It's going to do it for us. Thanks to Belmer for doing all the hard work. Our engineer, part-time producer, Brendan, doing some of the hard work. He's Blank on Branham. We'll talk to you on Monday, Houston. The Wheelhouse is next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.